You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Awesome, Wanda. Thank you so much for bringing us back. This is terrific. I am so excited. Today we have my good friend Howard Talenfeld on. He brought a special guest with him. Howard, tell us how you help children, the name of the organization, the event that's going on, but more importantly, please introduce us to our star.
First of all, Florida Children's First is a statewide organization of child advocates who are fighting for the rights of children in foster care. And so we do this in two ways. The first way is that we have a group called Florida Youth Shine, who's also a statewide group that's part of us, that, you know, consists of 350 foster kids in 14 chapters throughout the state of Florida. And they talk to us, we help build their confidence, we find out what's wrong with foster care, and we take their problems with them to the state legislature and to the governor and to the secretary of the Florida Department of Children and Families.
So what,
Jory Byrne?
Okay, I'm sorry. So that's okay. So what possible problem could a child in foster care have? I thought they were supposed to be there and be protected.
Well, they are taken from their parents because of neglect and abuse. But unfortunately, what happens is after these very serious traumas, we find them, all too many of them, in group homes. They don't get individualized attention. They're dumped at the age of 18 years of age at times and don't get, you know, don't have the ability to grow and mature past college age and become productive citizens that way. We find out that, you know, they can get stuck in the system. So many of them cross over and become delinquent kids. Oy. Because they feel so rejected at the time.
You know,
we find they don't get their education.
No,
there's so many problems.
This is
It's
a very important thing. I was involved for many years with Nancy Morrell and Broward Housing Solutions, and one of our primary goals was to help young people aging out of foster care. This has been a problem for a long, long time. So the young people get together and they go up to Tallahassee to advocate. Do they advocate locally? Where do they advocate?
Well, first they join chapters.
Okay.
They gain confidence. They get to know each other. We mentor them through the chapters. Jory Berman, the Florida Youth Shine statewide director, is in charge of all of these chapters, and she helps build their confidence, helps give them the ability to talk about the things that are bothering them while they're in foster care. And they develop issues.
Right.
And what happens is each chapter, you know, talks about the problems they see, and then they have a statewide meeting. And at the statewide meeting, they develop their priority issues. And then the leaders from each chapter get to go talk to the governor, the Florida legislature. They get to talk to the leaders of DCF. They get to participate in the annual dependency summit in front of 2,000 child welfare professionals. And they get to sound their horns like that train behind them.
Well, that's Brightline. So, but you're there with Jory, aren't you? But Jory, tell me a little bit about what your involvement is.
Yes, so I serve as the statewide director for Florida Youth Shine. So we have 14 chapters around the state locally, comprised of over 350 youth. And each day, we, you know, they meet locally and they identify those issues locally. And then they bring them to the statewide level 4 times a year. We have our quarterly meeting where they talk about the issues, the things that they're working on locally to advocate, whether they're speaking with media, speaking with provider agencies, doing case manager trainings, whatever their local issues are, they bring them to the statewide level at these quarterly meetings where they learn leadership skills, advocacy skills, how to shake hands professionally, how to speak professionally, also getting confidence and a network of peer support throughout the state. So a lot of these youth are go from home to home, but Youth Shine is that constant in their life and that family aspect for them. So my role is, I am the statewide director that oversees those programs. We're completely youth-led, so the youth are the ones identifying the issues, running the meetings, but I'm the one organizing the efforts and the meetings and the day-to-day operations. But it's all ran by youth-led volunteers who are all in foster care or in care or have experience in the system in ages 13 to 24, and they're the ones leading it, and they're the experts about the system that are trying to improve it.
So what's one thing you guys did last year that you brought to the state's attention that was acted on?
Yes, I'll talk about actually. So it was the end of last year, but it's what we're working on this year.
Okay.
So Florida Youth Shine, the local chapters bring several issues to the statewide level, and they process it over the weekend, and they talk about solutions, and they vote on them. So they're prioritized by the youth. And then, so this year it was the Foster Care Bill of Rights. So in Florida, they noticed that there are a lot of great resources. You mentioned, you know, the housing after 18 and different things like, you know, the access to tuition and education. But the problem is, many youth and most youth don't know about the resources and rights available. So the youth want to be informed. So they're currently working on a foster care bill of rights and mandatory so that they're educated about their rights and resources available in an age appropriate way while they're in the system of care. So in December, we started the efforts by going to Tallahassee. And actually, it was very successful. So we have a bill filed by Senator Lauren Book that Youth Shine got that within a couple hours of just being in the Capitol and sharing their stories. They met with the president of the Senate, and then they also got a sponsor for the House. That's what they're working on currently.
Yeah, Lauren.
Jim,
yeah, Lauren.
Howard, I just want to add one thing.
Sure, Howard.
Okay, and that is, over the years, they have passed so many laws in Florida, like what's called the Normalcy Act, that they live in normal places and foster parents have to treat them normally. And it affects tens of thousands of kids in Florida and across the country. The legislation we have passed on independent living and trying to make sure kids have warriors where they've been disabled and they're disabled in the system. The legislation to ensure that they get their educations and their college educations, and they get to go to high school and stay in their same home schools. This is the kind of legislation they've passed, and they've impacted the state of Florida very clearly, tens of thousands of kids, and Congress has even adopted their legislation coming right out of Florida.
Well, what I'd like to do, can you guys stick with me for another few minutes? We could do another segment because we're running up against a break, and I want to find out about your event tonight. I want to find out how people get involved, all kinds of different things, the history of how you got all this started. This is tremendous. Can you stay with me just another few minutes?
Of course.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this short break. This is tremendous. Please stick with us. Wanda, make it quick. Rock on, Wanda.